With great happiness in our hearts, we would like to welcome the following esteemed speakers on the stage. I would like to request His Holiness Satswarup Maharaj to take the stage. His Holiness Trivikram Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, and His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, please give pleasure to our eyes. Many times after a festival like this, we feel more inspired than we were before we came to the festival. At least this should be the case. Often it happens that the inspiration wanes down and leaves us. Often I have gotten a letter which goes something like this. Oh Maharaj, I went to Sridhar Mayapur for the festival, and I felt so inspired. I was at the South Indian Yatra, and I felt so enlivened in my spiritual life. And yes, I visited Singhachalam during Nrisingha Chaturdasi, but the daily routine of my life has taken all the inspirations. Oops, I'm standing in the way here, has taken all the inspirations away. I believe it was the idea of Malati and her advisors to conclude the festival with a session where we would ask our senior devotees to give us advices how we can go into the festival of inspiration part 2. Listen carefully what this could mean. The festival of inspiration part 1 was what you just now saw and experienced the last 3 days. Part 2 is when you put into practice what you have learned new. So all of our speakers will give their best to bring from their large box of experience, their treasure chest, so to say, some very good advices to all of us, so that the time from now on when we go home becomes the festival of inspiration part 2. I would like to request our most senior devotee, who has given so much pleasure to all of our hearts by arriving despite of a recuperating health schedule, our very talented writer, whose books have accompanied the spiritual growth at least of me, of myself, and many of our devotees. I would like His Holiness Satswarup Maharaj to first address us on this subject matter, and I would request all of you to joyously greet Maharaj again by shouting with me, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol!
Hare Krishna.
Hare Hare Krishna, we need to make this technically a little bit more perfect and arrange for a microphone stand. And I will then take that microphone. Excuse me, Maharaj, we are a little untechnical here. So please adjust the stand so that it's easier for our speakers and they don't have to hold a microphone for too long. Okay. For all of you, I really request you to open the doors of your ears. I know we had a very strenuous festival. Some of you have some signs of fatigue. No problem. Let us hear very patiently and very alertly.
Hare Krishna. This is the first festival of inspiration that I have attended. And I'm very, very happy that I have attended it. And I'm sure hoping that it's not the last one that I'll attend. So we're examining this concept of inspiration that we want to take home with us. Inspiration means sudden insight, mystical awareness of the conclusion of a subject. Many scientists and poets have had inspirations that have given them the solution to the scientific problem they're working on, or the beautiful line of poetry that they were searching for but couldn't find for a long, long time, and then they've suddenly found it. We say that this has come to them by the grace of the super soul. It's a blessing that has suddenly come to them. Even before coming to this festival of inspiration, I was always intrigued by the name of the festival, that it was not a festival of politics. It was not named as a festival of
politics.
But a festival of inspiration. What did it mean? What would go on there at a festival of inspiration? Now I know what goes on there. Fascinating seminars, kirtans, informal association of devotees, accessibility of senior devotees, peer association with Krishna in the center. And now the question is how to continue this, because it's likely that we don't have this heightened sense of consciousness on our own. First, let's admit that it has been heightened here, despite the not so great weather. The consciousness has been very heightened with so many devotees passing around in this holy dham, in the temple room, with so many deities, including the visiting deities, Radha Damodar and Radha Vrindavan Chandra and Prahlad and Nrisimhadev. The beautiful temple room, darshans. We can't get this at home. And we can't get so many, we can't walk into so many rooms and hear Hridayananda Maharaj's brilliant public speaking, his humor, and then walk right into a wonderful class given by Rukmini Devi Dasi, another wonderful class given by Bhakti Charu Maharaj, another wonderful class given by another wonderful devotee, another wonderful seminar. Sachinandan Swami said that there appears to be a look of fatigue on the devotees' faces. I don't see so much fatigue on devotees' faces. There's fatigue. I feel fatigue. But it's a very pleasant fatigue at the same time. We're all holding up after 3 days of merriment. I don't feel sick, although I usually get sick by now. I'm just still going strong. I may get a relapse when I go home. But it's a very blissful atmosphere. And it's so positive. I really don't know what to say about how to keep this up when we leave. Maybe it's not possible to keep it up at such a high level. But the simple technique of remembering Smaranam is there for all of us. Just to remember, we have tapes that are available of all the different classes. I don't know if they're systematically available, but probably they are systematically available of all the different classes of this festival of inspiration. So you can hear the lectures and the seminars. Listen to them again. And that's a good way to bring it home, is to hear again the talk that was given. That's a very important way to do it. I remember in 1972, Prabhupada was here and he gave Bhagavad discourses, as he called them, a series of talks on the hill. That was a very peak experience. Every evening he gave talks from the Srimad Bhagavatam, and he advised us devotees to go out and preach in different places and give Bhagavad discourses, become preachers. This is one thing we can do to keep up the festival of inspiration, to be inspired to preach like the preachers we heard here, and preach to similar congregations of devotees as we were inspired. Now we should be inspired to go and speak. But also we can be inspired and relish, as we relish Prabhupada's Bhagavad discourses. When I was initiated, Prabhupada gave a talk and he said, the initiation by the spiritual master is called diksha, and the diksha means that you owe a debt to the spiritual master, and that debt is that you should preach. You can't really pay back the debt, but the attempt should be to pay back the debt by preaching. So we can bring the inspiration home by preaching Krishna consciousness, and that is a way that you can stay in the heightened consciousness that we've been in these 3 days. And that is, you can do it in your homes. Is there a particular seminar you liked? You can model that seminar and do a rerun of it in your home. Invite your neighbors and do it. Do several seminars, and then you'll enjoy what you heard by giving the seminar yourself. Why not? You enjoyed hearing it, and you can enjoy now giving it for others to hear. There are so many devotees who are giving programs to neighbors in their homes. I know from here I'm going to visit my personal doctor, devotee, Dr. Nitai Gorsundar, who lives in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And years ago he went there to practice as a doctor, and there were no devotees there, but he began an evening program of inviting people to his home. And gradually over the years, people began coming to his Friday night program, until now he regularly has 30, 40 people coming to his homes to hear his classes, which are often given by ISKCON sannyasis. So this is inspiration, how inspiration picked up here can be continued at home. Just continue to feel so happy as you've been happy here, by remembering the bliss. Sachinandan Maharaj said he gets letters that people say, "Oh, I very much enjoyed the parikram. I very much enjoyed the such and such. But now that I'm back in my routine, I have lost contact with the bliss of the festival." I've given a few suggestions how to remember it. But another one is just just to remember in a generic way, the happiness that was there, the times that you had here with your friends, and keep in touch with your friends, your new friends that you met here. Keep in touch with them by email, the friendships, by telephone, by meeting with them. And you don't lose those friendships, the new friendships that you've met and bonded here in New Vrindavan. Come back to New Vrindavan, not just once in a year. Come back soon, Memorial Day. Don't wait so long. And keep the bliss alive by keeping contact with the devotees that you met here and keeping it in your heart alive. So there's a lot of speakers up here. I don't want to hog the time. I want to hear the more advanced realizations of others. I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you very, very much. And thank you also for approaching the subject matter in such a systematic way, almost giving us a do list. And I have taken mental note of especially this one point, staying in contact with devotee friends. And thank you very much, Maharaj. And I shouldn't say this most probably, but being here in the festival, I really get so much feedback about, they say, oh, Satsvarup Maharaj is here. And it's really, from my heart, I want to say, thank you so much for coming. It really meant a lot for all of us. Hari Bol. Our next speaker, I would like to introduce him with a little personal story. He came unexpected to one Pada Yatra around the lake. It's called in German Der Bodensee. We went with a deity cart pulled by two oxes around a large lake where a lot of monasteries are there and many tourists come. He came unexpected, and all of a sudden he was there, tall in size and determined in expression. And there was not yet anything going on. The devotees were all assembling. But he was so enthusiastic that he picked up a pair of cartels and started the kirtan. And every day he came and led the kirtan, marched all the way to the end and gave us his encouraging words, sat on the grass, lectured to the devotees and the people who attended, and gave us an example that here's a man who goes to the essence of the Krishna consciousness practices, chanting, who's focused, who's in that nice Indian way, simple. Simple in Indian language means not complicated. It's a compliment in English, in Indian English, isn't it? It's a compliment. At least I'm always called the very simple Sachinandan Swami. And it is done with a loving and not hateful expression. So I'm very, very pleased to introduce His Holiness Trivikram Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yes, that's a very good quality you have, Satchidananda Swami. You're, what's the Sanskrit word for being straightforward and simple? Arjavam. And the opposite is kutinati, I think, to be tricky. So Prabhupada didn't like us to be tricky. He wanted us to be straightforward. I remember once he was speaking about his god brothers in that way. He said, the problem is they're all tricky. They were kind of trying to use Prabhupada to aggrandize their mission instead of recognizing his exalted position and cooperating with him. But anyway, I don't want to get into that history, but yes, Prabhupada did emphasize the chanting. I remember once in 1974 we were in Vrindavan and Srila Prabhupada was a little ill at the time, and so he would, there weren't that many devotees in 1974 September, and it was and we were all coming together for the programs. Everybody was expected to come, especially evening program, because Srila Prabhupada was himself attending. And he would sit under the tree, and one of the sannyasis would speak Bhagavad Gita. So first we had the kirtan, you know, Sundar Arti, 6:30, and then we would speak. It was a little, you know, tense having to give a Bhagavad Gita lecture in front of Srila Prabhupada. But the general order that Prabhupada gave was everyone should speak less and chant more. So we would, if somebody was speaking too long, then Shruti Kirti would go over and say, Prabhupada wants you to stop now and do kirtan. So I always took that as an inspiration that we should chant more and speak less. And so I do have my cartels here. I don't know if I should put in practice what I'm speaking, but it's true. I was just reading in volume 3 of Siddhartha's wonderful book on remembering Srila Prabhupada, or memories from Srila Prabhupada, how Bhushra was giving a recollection of the Prabhupada's first disciple in Jhansi. Maybe somebody could remember his name for me. Thank you. And how he was, they were going, I think he was working with Satsrup Maharaj to get remembrances and so on for the biography for Prabhupada's life. So he was asking him, and he told the story how once, for 3 days, Srila Prabhupada was just chanting and fasting the whole time. And when he came, one evening, and Prabhupada was really in ecstasy, and just chanting and crying and chanting, and he had this wonderful garland. Was it Maliki flower or Kadamba flowers? I think Kadamba flowers. Very big flowers which were very difficult to acquire. So he asked him, well, where did you get that garland? And Prabhupada said that Krishna had come personally and given him that garland. And the purport was that he was chanting so sincerely that Krishna was, and he was alone. So I was thinking that would be a way we could continue this festival when we go home. We could also chant, holy name alone can render all benediction on the living being. So why not try it? I was kind of inspired myself. I'm just going to, if nobody's there, we can still chant. Well, how can anybody stop us? Then we can keep this festival atmosphere going because Krishna is there in his holy name. In all his different features, first the name, and then we'll find the entourage and the personalities and the form and the features and the associates, and everything is there in Krishna's name. So if we emphasize this in our own lives, somebody's feeling, you know, lack of inspiration. Of course it's true, as everybody has mentioned, that tushyanti cha ramanti cha, when we come together, we do enliven each other. And Satsrupa Maharaj also mentioned that point about inspiring others. That will keep us inspired. If we keep this mood, sometimes Prabhupada said that about come to Vrindavan to get inspired and then go back to your preaching field with renewed vigor. So this is our Vrindavan of the West, New Vrindavan. So we can have the same experience, go back and preach very enthusiastically and inspire others. So the next year, the management will have to build a bigger facility. Because we're going to, everybody should bring back 10 people. That way we'd... Yes, certainly where Krishna is there, money will also come. Lakshmi will follow the Narayan. We don't have to worry about money. If we really put Krishna in the center, the money will come. Isn't it, Bhakti Sri Maharaj? So, it's a simple philosophy, but keep Krishna in the center. Then we'll be inspired at every place, every time, every moment. It's not that Krishna's not present. He's always present. It's just that we are not connected. So the easiest way to connect is to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I will. Yes. But please don't run out. The information is that the Radha Dama, Shishi Radha Damodar. Desiring to enter their chariots, and they will soon go in their chariots back on the altar in Gita Nagari. That is the information. I think we should all acknowledge that these very, very ancient deities, who also have a very long-lasting history in our movement, have again, after many, many years, entered chariots to drive through the American wilderness and come here to give the darshan to all of us. It's a very, I think these are signs from above that the Lord cares for His devotees. Your humble servant, has also been requested to speak on this subject of maintaining inspiration. And I will do this extremely briefly. If you will forgive me, I will do it in the style of a college teacher, because we do teach in the Radhadish College. Gaurahari, please put the flip chart up here so that you could, then I can make my ideas a little visually. In the Upanishad tradition, there is a good clue how we can maintain spiritual inspiration or maintain what we have learned. It's a three-step process which one can learn and then see miraculous results in one's life. The first,
I do not need your help at this moment,
is just Shravana, sometimes Shravanam, means you hear a new information and you allow it to go inside. You know, the brahmanas would chant and chant and chant for hours, and hear in Sanskrit, Shravanam. Now, I feel in our society, we do this a lot. But many times, we lack on the second step, which is called Ma nah, manaha, or reflecting. Reflecting means asking questions like, what could this mean for my life? Reflecting means something like, have I heard such a subject maybe in other contexts before? My dear devotees, it is this precious little item of practice which will take care that the information which you have heard through Shravanam will not just go from one ear in one ear, out another ear. That's at least how we say it in German language. Does this make sense? In one ear? By reflecting, the information is coming from the purely hearing instruments and a little of the intelligence into a deeper part of our personality. The heart, where feelings, thinking, feeling, and later even acting are activated. To give pleasures to your eyes, I will try to make this clear with a simple drawing. I will try to please those of us who like to draw. He is hearing. Here comes it is the best of paintings. Here comes the information. Now he is slightly diverted, as you see from the eyes, and usually the information goes there. If he applies manaha, or reflecting on what he has heard, the information will not go like this and out again. It will go like this and right into his heart. It's not very good, my drawing. I can't compare with Picasso here, but it's coming close. And then he will get a realization. Hare Krishna. Manaha is very, very important. And I think we need to learn to enter the culture of reflection more. The third process in Upanishadic language is called Nishidacha. It means deep contemplation. It's a deeper form of reflection. However, in Krishna conscious language, we actually apply nidida chan in a different way. We apply the knowledge. Application, practical application. That's the key which opens the door to deeper realizations. Let us hear of the Brahmana from Pradyogtishpur who once entered an assembly of devotees, a small festival of inspiration, and heard something he hadn't heard before, that even if you are a poor man, you can serve the Lord in grand style if you meditate about your service. For instance, you build a temple of gold in your mind. You install the deities and you lovingly give them an abhishek, dress them, offer them foodstuffs, and dance for their pleasures. He had never heard such a thing. What? The Lord can be served in one's mind? But on good faith, he said, let me apply this knowledge. Nishidacha. I believe He also thought about it, Manaha, and made some reflection. Then, one day, he had cooked in his mind sweet rice, but because sweet rice is best served cold, he tested it with his hand, all in meditation, by sticking his finger into the sweet rice. At least this is how I imagine. Maybe he did it, he took a spoon and then put it on the spoon because it's more cultured. I don't know how, but he tested, he touched it with his meditational finger. At that moment, Lord, the Lord in the Vaikuntha planets was becoming very, very attentive and looked. He stuck his finger into the sweet rice and wah! It burned! Wah! And he woke up from the meditation and he looked at his finger, which had the burning degree number one or number two. It was really hot. The Lord smiled. Lakshmi asked, why are you smiling? You will see. He ordered a Viman, and that blissful Brahmana was taken out of the material world by the Lord's servants and released from the ocean of misery. He was brought back into the eternal kingdom of God. Just, my dear devotees, just because he went through this, Shravanam, Manaha, and then Nishidacha. You Hare Krishna devotees, you hear too much and act too little. You have MP3 lectures, you hear this lecture, which was given 1 million miles away here, and so much hearing. Acting is required. And before that, Manaha, thinking, reflecting, and then applying. What after reflection seems to be good, seems to be touching your heart, seems to sound just right at that moment, that you should do, and you will open another dimension of experience. Now, Valadev Vidyabhushana, this is the last point, he says, no, this is not enough. If you want to change your life and transform your life, this is not sufficient. These three steps are the steps of the Upanishadic traditions, which tend to have an impersonal angle on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is required to change is a fourth step. Pray. Take the extra help of the Lord, the Kripa Shakti of the Lord, the mercy Shakti of the Lord. The power of His blessings is really the essential element which will enliven your devotional Kripa. And we can go before the Lord and pray. There's a very nice book out on prayer. I will make now a little advertisement. It is called Vandanam, and it is written by our first speaker, His Holiness Satswarup Maharaj. You will get many ideas, many very powerful quotations, many good reflections about the subject. Learn to pray. It's a very powerful practice, which will help you to make this three-step program successful. Hearing, you have heard, you have reflected, you have talked with others about it. Now comes Nishidacha, applying, and pray. And these two efforts, effort and mercy, will bring will make your life into a festival of inspiration. Thank you very, very much.
You are the next speaker.
Hare Krishna, our next speaker, has also gladdened our hearts. Please give the microphone to one of my best friends in Krishna consciousness. I have many, but he's also very close. Actually, the first time I met His Holiness Bhakti Charanji was the first time I met him was when he delivered in Heidelberg lectures about Gop Kumar's journey to the spiritual world. That was the title. And I felt enthralled. I had never heard this before. And I thought in my mind, I must come close to this personality somehow or other. Then we became a preaching team. Maharaj surprised the whole—I mean, the whole Christian community—when he delivered a lecture on the Evolution des Bewusstseins, the evolution of consciousness, in almost perfect German language at the Evangelical Church Day. Since that time, we all know Bhakti Charu Maharaj has amazed us all with his film projects, with his beautiful CDs, and by building the fastest grown temple in the world of ISKCON, the Udaipur Mandir. Ujjain Mandi, it's at the town of Sandipani Muni. It came up in a few seconds. let us all hear enthusiastically His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Dishatarine Bancha Kalpatarup Bhascha Kripa Sindhuk Bhaye Vacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. I would like to first consider what I am going to take from this festival of inspiration. Originally, I didn't have any plan to come to this festival. Last few years, I got the invitations. But due to various involvements, I could not. But this time, Malati really insisted. She said that I have to come, and so I came. And I would like to extend my heartfelt thanks to Malati for insisting me. I must admit that I benefited immensely. The first realization or awareness that came is that ISKCON is such a wonderful family. Although I do not know most of you, but just coming to this festival, being with you and seeing how sincerely you have accepted Krishna consciousness creates a deep bond that this is the family that Srila Prabhupada gave us. this material nature in this age of Kali is a very difficult place. The outside world is completely under control of Kali. People are becoming extremely degraded. People are becoming completely averse to Krishna consciousness, God consciousness. They're becoming intensely involved in all kinds of sinful activities. They're becoming atheistic. And to maintain our Krishna consciousness in this world is very, very difficult. Srila Prabhupada could foresee that. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada's first concern was to create a society. When Srila Prabhupada came to America, when some young American boys and girls like Satsarup Maharaj, Kirtananda Maharaj, Malati, Jamuna, Shamsundar, Mukunda Maharaj, they all came forward to assist Srila Prabhupada in his mission. The first thing Srila Prabhupada considered doing is establish an institution. And we could see the foresight that Srila Prabhupada had while creating that institution. He named it as International Society. Although a small storefront in New York City, just a handful of young boys and girls as his followers, but Prabhupada's vision was clear that this is not just a small organization, it is an international society for Krishna consciousness. Some devotees pointed out, Srila Prabhupada, people don't understand what is Krishna consciousness. Rather, let's call it the International Society for God Consciousness. But Prabhupada was insistent, no. Krishna is God, and our business is to make the whole world recognize that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And although a small little storefront, but Srila Prabhupada allowed the devotees to come and become fully involved in that movement. Devotees who did not really know what Srila Prabhupada was trying to establish, but they had implicit faith in Srila Prabhupada. Like, for example, Satsarup Maharaj, when he saw that we didn't have any money, Maharaj used to work, and at the end of the week, the entire salary he just offered to Srila Prabhupada. And with such dedication, these devotees came forward and surrendered, offered themselves to Srila Prabhupada. And with them, Srila Prabhupada created this institution, the International Society. And later on, we saw this is actually a wonderful house that Srila Prabhupada built, where the whole world could live. This shelter was necessary because otherwise it wouldn't have been possible for us to sustain our Krishna consciousness. The outside world is extremely dangerous. There is no way that we can maintain our Krishna consciousness without the association of devotees. Devotees need to live together, be together, in order to help each other, not only to make advancement, but also to sustain their Krishna consciousness. And that is the family that Srila Prabhupada created. The family of devotees. The family of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And to be more precise, the family of Prabhupada Anugas. Here we all have one common bond. That is, we all love Srila Prabhupada. He is the one who saved us from our dangerous existence in this material nature and picked us up from this very, very degraded condition and brought us to this wonderful platform, the spiritual platform of Krishna consciousness. So this is the most important asset that we have, the association of devotees. We came to get inspired. Inspired with what? Inspired with this family feeling. Inspired with this love that Srila Prabhupada has established through his Krishna consciousness movement. Although we may not know each other, but we are all bound with a deep loving bond with Srila Prabhupada in the center. Another thing that inspired me very much in this festival is my meeting with Satsarup Maharaj once again. We are missing him for the last so many years. He is one of the most senior devotees, not only the senior devotees, he's the most wonderful devotees, one of the most dedicated followers of Srila Prabhupada. And we are missing his input. I think it was unfair on his part to deprive us of his association like that. And it made us realize that, yes, it is a family. In a family, when one brother has some difficulty, the other brothers do not shun him off, but rather embraces him and assures him, don't worry, everything is all right. We are here with you. And probably Satsarup Maharaj also had to realize that. And I'm sure coming here, he has experienced it, that everybody wants him, everybody loves him, everybody admires him for all that he has done for Srila Prabhupada. And this is our wonderful family of Krishna consciousness. If these individuals who are such close associates of Srila Prabhupada, if they do not remain in the mainstream of ISKCON, then what is the future of this movement? We already lost so many wonderful generals, or so many wonderful senior devotees. We lost Amar Krishna Maharaj, we lost Gaur Govinda Maharaj, we recently lost Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj, and all of us will be going soon. But as long as we are here, let's enrich this wonderful family of Srila Prabhupada. And when we come to a festival like this, we become reminded that this family is there. Srila Prabhupada's mercy is still flowing through his wonderful representatives. Just a few days before Srila Prabhupada left the planet, some people came to ask him, who would be the successor when Srila Prabhupada left? Prabhupada very clearly told them that he was not going to appoint any successor. He gives the legacy to all his followers. And whoever follows will have the legacy. So Srila Prabhupada's legacy is there for us to carry. And we have to carry the legacy by following Srila Prabhupada's instructions. And the instructions are very simple. The instruction is chant and be happy. And when you come to a festival like this, we realize how true that statement is, how true that formula is, how powerful, how effective that formula is. The chant and be happy. Like, we don't have to do anything in order to become happy. Everyone in this world is trying so hard to become happy. They're prepared to spend billions of dollars to become happy. But we found the secret formula of happiness. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And when you come to a festival like this, we realize that how it works. We had been here, what we had been doing? We had been just chanting and associating with the devotees, taking Krishna prasad, and we became ecstatic. Now the question is, when you go back, what are you going to do? I know it's going to be very painful. From this platform of spiritual, from the spiritual platform, from Vaikuntha, from the platform of Vaikuntha, where we didn't have any anxiety whatsoever, we have to go back to the world of anxiety. So much anxiety. We have to either go to our offices, our factories, our different engagements, which are not really very pleasing to us. That atmosphere doesn't allow us to become happy. It makes us morose. It makes us miserable. So now we have to consider, what do we have to do? What we have to do is that we have to create the whole world. We have to make the whole world Krishna conscious. Then, whether we are here or there, wherever we are, we'll be happy. And I'm not just making a statement like that. I'm actually reminding everyone that we have a big responsibility, all of us. And collectively we have to carry that responsibility. That responsibility is to make the entire world Krishna conscious. That's what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted. That's what Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur worked for. And then finally, Srila Prabhupada made that into a reality. Yes, the whole world can be Krishna conscious. Srila Prabhupada practically demonstrated that everywhere in the world people are prepared to take to Krishna consciousness. Now we have to plan how we are going to do that. And of course, this is the responsibility of the leaders. Those who are going to lead the way, he is going to be a leader. Leadership in Krishna consciousness is not just a designation or a stamp. I was talking to Satsarup Maharaj today, and I was remembering that when Srila Prabhupada was here, Srila Prabhupada recognized the devotees according to their achievements. When the devotees achieved something great, Prabhupada recognized that and rewarded them. And they became the leaders. And what do we need to do? We have to create this. We have to lead this world. We have to lead the world towards achieving this wonderful platform of Krishna consciousness. Our Krishna consciousness should not be limited only within the boundaries of our temples. Our Krishna consciousness must spread out. We have to include everybody. In order to do that, we have to make proper arrangements. One of the things that I will suggest is that, like, when you go back, where do you go back? You go back to your work. Who are you working for? You're working for somebody else. You're working for a karmi. Won't it be wonderful to work for Krishna? Now, I know most of you would like to work for Krishna. But the point is, at this point, our society is not prepared to take care of your responsibilities. For that you need money. To maintain your family you need money. But the society is not prepared, or society doesn't really have the infrastructure to pay the devotees in such a way that they can pay for their families, maintain their families. Now my simple point is, if the karmis can do that, like if a karmi employer is paying you X amount of money, then he's obviously making X plus Y amount to pay you that X amount. Then why can't the devotees start their own business? Where devotees can be employed and they can pay them X amount of money and making X plus Y amount. And this is how our movement is going to grow. Anyway, this is one topic that I know, like, it will need much deeper discussions and brainstorming. So I don't want to get into that. It's already getting quite late. But I'll just end with one simple request, that when you go back, please sincerely consider how we are going to help spread this movement for the benefit of the entire world. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Bravo. Well spoken. Well spoken.
Hare Krishna. Today is our last day. You know, this is also the last session. I want to say we have made arrangement that you do not need to worry today about your prasadam. This session is a little longer, but you will, everything will be better if you wait for our last speaker. It will be more warm, more pleasurable to eat, because now we will conclude this with our last speaker. Then we have a little tiny surprise, which, but a tiny 1 minute surprise. It is very difficult to introduce our last speaker because we do not want that he becomes angry towards us. Just before, when I arrived here, devotee showed me how he was dressed in a flower cape, how he was honored by the South Indian Brahmins, like at no time before any ISKCON sannyasi had been honored. He was carried in kirtans on the shoulders by the heads of the Ranganath temple. When I would now say much more, he would become very angry and not speak to me after some time. This shows how humble he is and how genuine as a Vaishnav he is. I have not even mentioned his name and I will not look in his direction now. Please applaud to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj.
Thank you, Sachinandan Maharaj. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pricharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyate Shatharine Vanshakalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhya evacha patitanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithananda Sri Adoita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktabrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I believe that this year, the festival of inspiration has been something extraordinary, like never before. For the first time in over 20 years, our dear beloved God brother, His Holiness Satsarupa Goswami Maharaj, has returned to New Vrindavan. I don't think you'll ever know how much it means to all of us that you've come. Thank you very much. For the first time in over 30 years, returning to New Vrindavan is Sri Sri Radha Damodar. Yesterday, an extraordinary event took place where we all had the opportunity to dive so deeply into the blessed association of His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj in the spirit of separation. And I also believe that this is the largest attendance we've ever had for a festival of inspiration. And on behalf of all of New Vrindavan, I sincerely offer gratitude to all of you. Thank you very much. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita we read how every year all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya would travel, not by airplanes or interstate highways, but by foot for almost 1,000 miles from Bengal to Puri, just to be amongst one another in the association of Lord Chaitanya. And all they did during that time was Nam Sankirtan, Krishna Katha, and feasting on prasadam. It was a 4-month festival every year. Festival of inspiration. And Srila Prabhupada, understanding how important this is for the devotees to come together exclusively for the purpose of associating with one another based around hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna, he established the Mayapur Festival. In 1972, he came to New Vrindavan, as His Holiness Satsarupa Goswami Maharaj was explaining, and invited devotees from all over the United States of America to come and spend 7 days at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet hearing about Krishna and chanting the names. And as soon as he got that land in Mayapur, even before the building was finished, it was just a construction site. Srila Prabhupada was so enthusiastic to establish this principle of coming together as a society to hear and chant. He had his first Mayapur festival. And every year he attended that festival. And he explained what the purpose of the festival was. To come to a holy place, to be in the association of devotees, to hear and chant and inspire one another. And to take that inspiration back to our own fields of life, our temples, our homes, our preaching fields, and to reciprocate with the gratitude that we received in that holy place by inspiring others wherever we go. Srila Prabhupada was so expert, he could take the most complex concepts and present them so simple. If you want to be inspired, there's just two things you have to do. One is get inspired by associating with people who inspire you. And two is to inspire others with what you receive. Because ultimately, as Satsarup Goswami Maharaj explained, inspiration comes from Krishna. Real inspiration is not something that we could just mentally adjust or figure out. Inspiration is the Lord in the heart reciprocating with our sincerity. Spiritual inspiration. As it is said in the Bible, seek and ye shall find. And we find in the Vaishnav scriptures how much devotees were so much enthusiastic to seek the association of each other. When Srinivasacharya left this world, Narottam Das Thakur, he was beside himself in grief to lose the association of such an inspiration. Vaishnava society is not about becoming detached. It's about becoming attached. In order to actually become detached from material life, we must become attached to spiritual life. And the only business we have of detaching ourselves from sense gratification is to more deeply attach ourselves to Krishna. Sense gratification takes our mind away from Krishna. Sense gratification is like cold water poured on whatever little flame of inspiration we have for spiritual life. It's a science. If we go back and engage in sense gratification, we're dampening our enthusiasm. We're killing our inspiration. But we're pleasure-seeking living beings. We have to attach ourselves to something. We want to become deeply attached to the association of devotees. We must cultivate deep attachments to our friends, our God brothers, our God sisters in the Vaishnava world. That is essential. There's no speck of impersonalism within Lord Chaitanya's culture. If we read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we will find the deep attachment all the devotees had for each other. And that attachment was by their inspiring one another to go deeper and deeper into Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada, specifically in 1972, He said he wanted devotees from all around to come to New Vrindavan for festivals as a North American holy place for this purpose, to establish relationships based around hearing and chanting. And it is very important that we take this message with us wherever we go and keep and cultivate deeper and deeper our relationships with one another. And for any relationship to be wholesome in this age of Kali, a place where everyone makes mistakes, everyone offends each other either willingly or unwillingly sometime or another, there has to be a tremendous amount of tolerance, forgiveness, for the purpose of pleasing Krishna. Those relationships will give us eternal inspiration. With the help of the devotees, we can cultivate attachment to the holy name, attachment to Srila Prabhupada's books, an attachment to sharing this message with others. Inspiration is not something that's cheap. Spiritual inspiration is something we must earn by our determined, faithful sincerity. By applying these principles that Prabhupada has given us, these sacred principles, with an earnest motive, then Prabhupada and Krishna from within our hearts will give us unlimited inspiration. Now, if a devotee is inspired, there is nothing that can stop him or her from either their spiritual progress or the mission they're trying to accomplish. Nothing can stop. Because with that inspiration comes the power of Guru and Krishna. Malati Devi is sitting here. How did they go to London with nothing? They were living in cardboard boxes in basements of warehouses. They had nothing. And soon they had a beautiful temple. Even before that, they were living in John Lennon of the Beatles' house. They had a number one record. They were traveling all over Europe as a famous band of musicians chanting Hare Krishna on television, everywhere. Then they went to India and just a Hare Krishna explosion they created there. How did they do it? They were never trained in seminaries. None of them had their bhakti shastras or bhakti vaibhavas, which are good. We should use them. But they had one thing. They had inspiration. They were inspired by their faith in Prabhupada. And because whatever Prabhupada gave them, they accepted with such enthusiasm. And they wanted to give it to others, working together as a team to give it to others. Because they did that, they were inspired and they were empowered by that inspiration to perform unbelievable miracles. And at that time, there was only a couple dozen devotees in the Hare Krishna movement, and there was explosions going on wherever the devotees would go. Today, there's thousands of devotees. And all it takes for there to be tens and millions of devotees is for each and every one of us to inspire one another. That's all that is required. If you have knowledge without inspiration, whose heart is it going to touch? Prabhupada wanted us to study his books. He wanted us to gain this knowledge. But he wanted a society that would translate his books into the hearts of the whole world through our inspiration. So don't expect it to happen automatically. It's not that you're inspired here and now I'm liberated. You've been given something. You've been given that seed, but that seed has to be watered. We must show Krishna our sincerity by our determination to perform our sadhana, by our determination to forgive, tolerate, and learn to love devotees and serve devotees. We must be very, very determined and enthusiastic, whether we feel like it or not, to avoid sinful activities and sense gratification. And we must be very determined to do what Prabhupada asked us to do, to show our love for each other by how we cooperate, to give what I have given you to others. What can we do for you, to Srila Prabhupada, to repay you? Prabhupada replied, accept what I've given you and give it to others. In that way, our inspiration will bring us above all depression, all moroseness. Just to strive to be an instrument of Prabhupada's compassion. If we do that alone, with integrity, Prabhupada and Krishna will nourish us all with eternal, unlimited inspiration that will overcome all obstacles and give the greatest shower of blessings to this world. Thank you very much.
Bravo. Bravo.
Hare Krishna, I promised you a little surprise. The surprise is that I think I would like to speak in the words of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Malati phoned him and told him, you must come, and he obeyed her sacred command. The same thing happened to me. I really had already other preaching engagement, but Malati's voice, be it the ring of sacred authority in it, and I said, do I have a chance to think for just maybe a little bit, if it is possible?
This is all happening, this whole festival, because Malati Prabhu is so inspired.
Bravo! Bravo!
Hare Krishna, and I think it is only befitting that Malati will address us with just a few sentences. She is so inspired, because I also feel it is necessary for us, because Malati has only said up till now this is the program, we need this, please pay something, otherwise I'm in debt, and but Manati knows much more than these subjects, which are highly necessary, and we will hear from her a few. That is highly necessary. Hare Krishna.
Vanshakalpa Truvishcha, Kripa Sindhu Vibhicha, Patitanam Pavanbhyo, Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Please forgive all the offenses I make every year in trying to do this service. Actually, I don't want you to leave. I want you to stay here. All of you. It's actually in New Vrindavan, there's just a handful of us. And when you go away, it's just Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Sri Sri Gornitai, Sri Nathji, and Nrsingadev and Prahlad, and Jagannath Subhaja Baladev and Srila Prabhupada, and a little handful of us. So for me, these festivals are extremely important because it brings you all to Radha Vrindavan Chandra's lotus feet. And it makes New Vrindavan what Srila Prabhupada wanted it to be. So just please stay. Or at least come back again. I just want to thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, Malati Manjari, and Malati, and also Satsvarup Maharaj, and our Bhakti Charu Maharaj, and Tari Vikram Maharaj, and Radhanath Maharaj. And you have heard our mother's command. She wishes us to come back to either stay, that is the first choice, the preferred choice, or to make absolutely sure that we come back for next year. Hare Krishna.
Nobody wants to leave. It's such a nice atmosphere. Nobody wants to leave, right? It's even better than taking prasadam, having such nice association. Maharaj is recommending that we take prasadam. Mahaprasadam ki.
Say the prayer.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry?
You can say the prayer, Maharaj.
Mahaprasada Govinde,
Mahaprasada Govinde,
Nama Brahmani Vaishnave, Shapa Punyaratan Rajan, Vishwasani Vijayate, Sarivara Vidyaja, Chitandriya Taheka Jive Filai Vishaya Sagare Dharma Deji Vaya.